You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Celebrating a very, very special occasion. As Zohar HaKadosh brings that today, all the Shaarei Shamayim opens up and it stays open for 7 days. And even on the first Pesach, we didn't have such an opportunity. So how this special occasion came about? It's brought in Sefer Bamidbar, the 9th chapter, that there were people that came to Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom, and they claimed that they liked to bring Korban Pesach, because at the time that everybody brought Korban Pesach, they were not capable, suitable to bring Korban Pesach. Why? Because they were impure. And who were these people? Who were they?
Yosef.
One idea is those that carried the coffin of Yosef. And the other idea? Now, who were they? Yeah, who were they? Hazak Baruch, right. Yeah, Mishael and Safan, as we learn in Parashat Shemini, that they had to take Nadav Avihu out. So now, obviously, when they would claim that they need to bring Korban Pesach, so Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom, response should have been, what should he tell them?
You can't?
No, they came and said, we weren't able to, now you want to bring. So, what should he tell him?
He cannot bring it, it's past already.
That's what he should tell him?
No, that's not. He could tell them, okay, go do it.
No, you cannot tell him such a thing. Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom should have and could have tell him there's no reason for you to bring Korban Pesach. Why? Because we have a general rule, if out of your will you are not able to bring, so then you accept. You are exempt. We have no reason to bring. It's called anus. So you were impure, and not only that, you were doing a mitzvah. So what do you want? I have too much work to do. Go home. Go home. I don't have time for you. No?
But they had enough to do it. They had their interest.
Understand. Understand. But the point of the matter here is, like, God forbid, Chayyim v'chas, not for anyone, somebody is not feeling well, and he cannot get up from the bed. Do you make him to put on tefillin?
No.
He's exempt. This is anusa rachmana patre. That means whoever that out of his will, not willingly, he's not willing to do the mitzvah, so Hashem exempt him. So Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom could tell him, what's the problem? You weren't able to bring Korban Pesach because you were impure, and then there's nothing to worry about. Go home. So what did he tell him? So he told them, just wait here, I'm going to ask. And then what happened? So Hashem accepted their request and said, you know what? Not only you can bring, we set this date, that is 14th of Iyar, as the second chance of making up to bring Korban Pesach. Do we have Sukkot Sheni?
No.
Shavuot Sheni?
No.
Purim Sheni?
No.
Hanukkah Sheni?
No.
We don't have. The only Sheni that we have is Pesach. You know, I was thinking, these people to come to Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom is a big thing. Big thing. Why? What does it take to come to Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom and tell him, we want to bring Lama Nigara? Why? Why we have to be left out? Why should we miss out? Why? What do you mean, why? You weren't able to bring. What is this, you know? Why are you demanding to bring?
They said in a nice manner.
No, they were very tough.
So, not aggressive.
Aggressive, it's the same thing. But what, how did he do such a thing? You know, can you imagine, you know, people, that there is a halakha is set, designated because of these people. It's an unbelievable thing. I mean, it didn't exist. All of a sudden, you add to a halakha, a law in the Torah. How could it be such a thing?
Because after redemption, he sent a complaint, the land complained to Jews, so he was missing one complaint.
No. As it was told, no, their aggressiveness was l'shem shamayim. So that's why it was accepted. No, but I was thinking, first of all, you have to have so much courage, huh? To come to Moshe, Mama Nigara, you want to bring? What do you mean? Why you need to bring? It's like you actually brought because you weren't able to bring. So Hashem has no expectation from you. So now here, listen careful. You listening?
Yes.
Yeah. At Marvestream. Here, you know these people, that the one idea is that we're carrying the coffin of Yosef. So now here, you see a very interesting thing. They came to Moshe Rabbeinu and said, Lamanigara, why we should lose hope? You know how we became impure? Because we carry the coffin of somebody that never lost hope. Yosef HaTzadik, at the age of 17, when he was thrown out of his house and they wanted to kill him, and you know, he was sent to places without a father, without a mother, you know, and how he didn't lose hope. We want to do the same thing. We learned from Yosef HaTzadik. That's why we came to me. So now we're not going to give up. The same way Yosef HaTzadik didn't give up. So now here we see the impact of what they carried and how they became Tamer. It made them to come to Moshe Rabbeinu and said, you want to do it? And they got it. And here we see an unbelievable thing. That in life, Yehudi should know, as long as you don't give up hope, and you come to Moshe Rabbeinu and say, no, you have to give me. I want it. You have to give me. Moshe said, okay, I give you. But you have to have such a courage and bitachon to come to Ribono Shel Olam, say, you have to give me. You have to give me. Can you believe this? We skip Tachanun. You know what is it to skip Tachanun on Monday? You know what I mean? Because of the Tzaddikim. Why? Because they didn't give up. Don't give up. Don't give. You lose a lot. You miss out a lot. And you see here, Ribono Shel Olam is waiting for you to come and demand. Hashem is waiting for you. He says, where are you? I'm waiting for you. Come, ask. Come demand. Don't lose hope. And that's how you can, without a shame, bring Yeshua. Hashem is Akeno, without a shame, Nisker Yeshua, Tzemachot.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishima, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.